Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Can we take note of this secret door? Is it still open?
Yeah, can we see how that works? What if we get trapped?
Well, you're all going through, and he's leading the way, so he's not, like, holding it and ushering you through, so whoever's last can investigate.
I'll stay back last and try to look at it. I'd even stay if Bathwax stayed with me.
Because... What?! Holy shit!
I want to know that
you've won the game! Damn it! How did you figure it out?
Teamwork!
You sent somewhere, Strahd crumbles into dust, and you find yourself transported out of Barovia.
I never thought
it would happen!
I just had to work with him one time.
Not even! You just had to stay back with him.
Yeah, if only you'd come up the stairs with me.
Nice. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, do I have to roll for...
What are you trying to do?
Just to see how if I can see how it would open and close, if it can lock too. To see all that stuff.
You saw where he reached, and you can see there's like a little catch on the outside to open it, so you figure that out pretty easily.
Okay.
And on the inside, it's very clear. Just you can just push it open from the from the.
So we don't have to worry inside. About yeah, getting trapped down here.
Yeah, it's designed to keep people from going through it the way you're going, not coming back through.
Okay. Thumbs up.
All right. So you guys have a moment. Just look at each other, just briefly. You stay behind. I don't know. So you go down the stairs. They descend to a collapsed hall with a high ceiling and amber glazed walls. Rubble covers most of the floor, so you think you might be now on the other side of the cave-in that you had seen in the hallway. And there is a open doorway in the eastern wall. And he stands there, and he's like, here it is! Last vault! 3 more sarcophagi. Let's see what you like in here. Maybe one will speak to you, Bathwack. And, you can see this vault.
Bathwack kind of grimaces.
Looks just like the other smaller vaults. 3 alcoves, 3 sarcophagi.
I'll move in with some determination and just, whatever, I'll touch the south one.
Okay. All right, this one has a floor of dark green marble. All right, so you touch the south sarcophagi. All right.
Wait, Will, are you standing next to me? Sorry.
No, sorry, I just was trying to move my character into the room, but I'll go across to the east one.
Okay. Is anybody touching the south one with Bathwack? Plank or Rafina?
Like is not.
I will.
Okay. Fina pops up there, puts a little hand on there. Hello!
Hello.
Hi!
It is very nice to meet you.
Likewise.
I would like to bestow upon one of you a gift, if you would be so inclined to receive it.
Tell us more.
Would you like to know the gift?
Are you not listening to me?
That's what tell us more
what
means.
What is the gift?
My gift is the power that comes from great presence and force of personality.
Whoa.
Wow. I wish I had a personality.
Well, then this might be the gift for you.
What is your name?
My name is Xantras, the Kingmaker.
Ooh.
Kingmaker. Sorry, nope. Rafina, are you going to say something? No.
I run.
I have too much personality as it is!
Yeah.
She
Kingmaker.
For the safety of the universe, yeah. Rafina removes her hand from the sarcophagus.
Bathwack, are you going to go for the personality? Did he die?
He's so excited he can't speak.
It's up to you.
The Kingmaker...
We're just shopping around. Let's check out these other two.
All right. So Bathwack steps back a minute, but he doesn't go to the other two. Mm-hmm. He's thinking.
Okay.
Hey, guys, before we go on to the other two, I just wanted to make a comment. Has anyone noticed that a lot of this rubble around here is a surprise to ex-Victor? Mm-hmm. Former Victor, formerly known as Victor.
Yes.
I bet we're going to find out something about that soon, huh?
I wonder.
Wait, I don't...
You know what?
What do you mean?
Well, like, he was surprised that this wall, that this, the end of this hallway was blocked off mm-hmm. down there.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was surprised about the smashed sarcophagi's in the other area.
Just a one guy.
One guy.
Yeah, and there's some other ones. So something has been recently in here damaging things.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't anyone know this? Why? How could no one notice this? Would the skulls know?
How long do you think he's not had his memories?
You think that maybe he knows but doesn't know he knows?
I just wonder how long he's been
forgetful. Yeah, his memory is a little unreliable. I don't know. So you're saying that maybe it is old and that old damage. But he seems to know a lot of other things. Should we ask a skull guy?
They don't seem to remember anything.
They don't know anything about anything.
They were useless, weren't they?
But so, I mean, he has seemed useless in many ways as well. He keeps saying that he doesn't remember, like, he didn't remember who those skull guys were or something. He didn't remember who they were. I think I specifically asked him about that. So he doesn't seem to really remember. Part of me wonders if it's actually Victor or some, I don't know. That's why I keep trying to talk to him, because I'm like, what is your deal?
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we should pour some salad dressing on the Tamblin and see if that works.
That's probably.
I feel like someone must have something in their inventory that's going to help us here.
Well, if it's anybody, it's going to be Rufina.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to turn my terrarium upside down and shake it. All right. Well, I'm doing that, guys. Go All ahead. Right.
So Will touches the eastern sarcophagi. Hello!
Hello.
Would you like a gift?
Ooh. Is it the gift of teeth? Hmm? Sounds like you're not opening your jaw.
No, that's not my gift.
The gift of... What is it?
My gift is the power to live many lives.
Ooh, like a cat?
Many lives.
How many?
Many.
What's he saying?
Do you know Exathanter?
Huh?
Do you know Exathanter?
Exathanter is the lich here who oversees the temple.
Oh, ask him. Oh, if he knows stuff, ask him. And also ask him who was the Exathanter before Victor.
Yeah. Was there another lich before this lich?
I'm not here to discuss the history of this temple. I'm here to grant you a gift.
Ugh, crap. I don't know why he said that.
Do you want it? The power to live many lives.
I know that none of you clarify anything, but is it like I can live many lives at one time? Like I can live a bunch of character lives? Like I can go and have a double life and be married to somebody over here and be married to someone over there? Not that I want any of that, but... Or is it like I die and then I live another time?
Well, listen, the first one sounds like it would mean the DM would have to run simultaneous campaigns. So what do you think the odds of that are?
Many lives. Has anyone ever taken your gift?
Yes.
Is it someone I know?
Unlikely.
Hmm. Did Exathanter take your gift?
No.
Did Strahd take your gift?
Listen, do you want the gift or not?
I hate all of you! Ugh.
Is that said out loud?
No.
Probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Hey!
I meant the things in the sarcophagi's. Many lives.
Many lives.
Well, I will have to consider that. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not considering any of these because I don't want things to melt off of my face. Or anywhere else.
Do you disengage with the sarcophagi?
Well, they're all very rude.
Are they all? They are. I don't think that's true.
They get sassy if I ask them a few questions. It's annoying.
So does Exathanter.
Yeah. In sassy, sassy. Your gift sounds
good.
Pretty... Yes, it does.
Yes.
Did you?
What could be better?
Who? What's your name?
My name? You didn't ask. Do you want to know my name?
Yeah, sure.
My name is Dalvernar, he of many teeth.
Right. Were you a person or like some kind of other creature with lots of teeth, or are you just teeth?
I am of many teeth.
Like maybe every time you die, you have to lose a tooth and he takes it. He's like this messed up tooth fairy. That's like the price to live another life. I'm trying to figure out how are these related, you know? I don't want to miss any of my teeth. Will you take my teeth? You probably will. You won't answer my question.
I'm here to give a gift. I'm here to give the power of many lives. The power to live many lives.
Are they cursed lives?
Many.
Many. Lives. See, okay. Goodbye.
Ugh. God, there's one left in this room, right? This
is, yeah, the north one. Do you touch it?
Rufina runs up to it. I like Will's strategy. I'm going to try. Hello!
Salutations.
Oh! He has
no teeth. Do you need a Kleenex?
No, thank you. Do you want a gift?
Maybe. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. My gift is the power to walk on walls and ceilings.
Whoa.
Like a spider. I love
like
spiders.
Like a spider. Very, very apt observation.
So, if you give me some information, maybe I'll take your gift.
I'm here to give a gift. I don't... You can take it if you want. It's up to you. That's what a gift is.
But I would rather have information.
Well, my gift is the power to walk on walls and ceilings. It's not information.
I actually can do that when I'm asleep, so goodbye. I was just kidding, by the way. I can't really do that, guys, but he doesn't know that.
Well, then why don't you take the gift? Says Exathanter.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just not in the mood. I feel like it's rude to not give them something back.
Oh, you give them something back.
No, these are gifts. These are gifts.
Exathanter, that's not entirely true.
What?
Because they take, it's like a trade. It's not just a gift.
Oh, come on. Is Lank better off or worse off right now?
Well, I would say
still
worse.
Out on that one.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't want to watch. That's precisely my reason. I've had my face messed up and my voice messed up. Although it's not messed up anymore. You have no skin. So, you know, that was a trade-off. These are trades.
It's not even measurable.
What do you mean it's not measurable?
It's
measured in pounds of
flesh. It's such an insignificant comparison.
To you, maybe, but to somebody who actually likes looking like a person, it might be important.
Well, you
to
took
people.
One, so whatever. You're fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
Do the rest of you, are you going to take any gifts? It's this is it. You've seen it all.
What happens if we don't?
Then you would be very, very rude guests here in my Tamblin.
So hard to keep a straight face.
Does it does it count that I took several Exathanter?
For
yeah,
you?
You took it out
yes.
for all of us.
That's not how it works, Rufina.
Why not?
It's just not. I think that you're being rude.
Victor, we brought you here. I know you don't remember that you're Victor and don't answer to Victor anymore, but you're being a little bit ornery.
You know what? Rafina's right, though. We did bring you here. We got you here safely, so in
to
a way...
To your destiny.
In a way, we already kind of paid you back, like a little bit.
It's not about paying back. I'm laying forth these gifts for you. I'm escorting you through this Tamblin, unaccosted, to allow you to choose whatever gift you would like. Truly one speaks to you, Batwack, Rufina.
Well, maybe we should go outside and discuss this, everybody.
Let's just pick a gift, all right?
I think it's time to leave.
Leave and discuss which gifts we're going to accept, right?
I guess if you want to. I just want to go somewhere else.
Batwack, you're being very quiet.
Batwack is actually visibly struggling. He's yeah.
To get his clothes off?
Suffering.
No, he's suffering. Batsback, does your stomach hurt? Do you need a Tums? You're showing such non-impassivity of face. Impassivity.
Is it the gift? Is it this gift? I don't know what's in there. Can I touch it? Can I touch the one that he's looking at?
The one that he touched? The only one? Yeah. Yes. Hello! No,
so Batsback puts his arms across to block your way.
Whoa!
And he holds you back.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Wait, what is the gift, Batsback?
Now I really want to know.
He says to Will, you don't know what I've been through.
Oh.
Wow.
Wait a second. Did he already take the gift? That's like Will's question. Did you already take it? Did he take the gift? Wait, what? Been through where?
So Batsback's going to reach out with his other hand and touch the sarcophagus again.
Hello! Would you like my gift? I'm glad you have returned.
Make me want this. Could I go back to my tribe? Could I rule my tribe?
Oh!
Think of what you can do with the power that comes from the great presence and force of personality. Just imagine it.
Can I try to touch it?
You'd have to struggle against Batwack. Okay. I'm assuming he's... So you could try.
I don't want to
That's
interrupt.
That's how D&D works.
I don't want to interrupt, but I also want to hear.
I'm still holding you. I'm putting an arm in your way.
What spells do I
have? You have to decide what you're going to do.
I do. I can decide what I'm going to do. Invisibility.
If people are this conflicted, maybe we just leave.
Hear, hear.
But I want to know what's in here. He's talking to this thing again. And he's talking about ruling something.
Is Will actually taking this long? Because this conversation
talking.
Is happening.
Go ahead. That's why I said I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, well, I'm not sure if you're out of character. You would know your spells. That's why I'm giving
right.
you the
I'm
chance
sorry.
To...
I'm trying to look. But I don't want it to interrupt the conversation. Please
okay.
go ahead.
So I could imagine that could be very well within the realm of possibility. Don't you, Batwack?
I'm going to pause one more beat. I just want to see if Will does anything. If he doesn't do anything, then I'll
Sorry,
see
I'm
what
just trying to look
next.
At all my spells to see. Because, like, I physically am not stronger than you, so I'm trying to see if I can slither by you somehow.
Because Bathwick's really struggling. Like, he's internally struggling with this because he feels like there's some gift in this place. Like, there's something good here. But then, like, the other... So there's a sarcophagus to the south. Or, sorry, in the other part of the building that offered persuasion. And he was suddenly reminded of his past. And he thought, well, maybe I'd be able to, you know, instead of thinking about how he might help people, he just began thinking about how he might go home and how he might be able to argue his way back into his tribe. And, well,
Ooh.
Now here, maybe he could rule it.
Whoa!
See, it's pretty dark.
It is really dark.
Whoa, dude. This place is a place of temptation, man. I love it.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Temptation.
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 I mean, you obviously wouldn't, you know.
I know, but I don't know.
You would be a good ruler.
Yeah.
No, but he could go home. That's the thing. He could go home.
Mm-hmm. Could he? Wait, you can
Maybe
just
he could
go
change
home?
Their minds.
Well, no, he's saying he... Even if he gets out of Barovia,
if he gets out of Barovia,
he can't go home.
Go home. I'm like, did he say we could go home? I want to know that. I want to get out of here. I have two spells I'm considering casting. Dimension
this
Door, but he's right in front of it.
You
so
just
how
go
I...
behind it. You like, there's a little wet. Like, you can... They're not, like, flush against the wall. You could... That would work. And
okay.
you would know it would work. I'm telling you. Like,
okay.
it's not...
Then I'll cast
not...
Dimension Door.
Okay.
And I'll... zip behind Batwack. But then
well,
he's gonna just freaking
him, right?
kill me.
Or,
I guess so.
He's kind of facing you probably.
But he's
more.
Gonna kick my butt, like immediately
well,
probably.
That I can't control. That's
well,
what you want
I'm
to decide.
I'm gonna try, I guess. I wanna cast
turn.
Invisibility.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Like an instantaneous, like a flicker of light, like a shadow, shimmer? Like a shimmer, but like a shadow shimmer, shadowy shimmer. And at my feet is like this little poof of smoke, but mm-hmm. then I'm just gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
But then he punches me right in the head because I'm still there.
So yeah,
but I can still feel your weight on my arm, right?
I don't know. Am I on your arm? I tried to, I don't know how you grabbed me. Did you physically hold on to me?
Because that no, but I blocked your path with my arm.
Not like a grab. He wasn't holding.
But then
you.
He was talking, so I could have backed up a little.
Yeah.
Bit.
So, yes. So I have like imagine I have my right arm on the sarcophagus, and with my left arm, I'm holding you just somewhat away so that you can't hear the conversation.
Yeah, like a.
Well, clearly I don't want to be touching him this whole time okay. as he's talking. So yeah, to you the would. Thing. So you I would have back backed off. Up and mm-hmm. then cast invisibility.
Okay.
Where will go?
What? Now I'm. Oh, crap. Oh, what am I going to do?
Temptation! Yeah. It's beautiful. I love it.
Says the room because Will's invisible.
Convince me.
Convince
Should
you?
I take this?
I think you can convince yourself. I mean, think about what that means to you. What the ability to have great presence. Yeah, you can have touched it at this
I'm
point.
I'm just wondering. I don't want to interrupt. Yep. I'm just reaching out my mm-hmm. hand, ducking and yep. going to the side. And
I'm yep. waving my arm around.
You can see his arm, so you can pretty easily right, okay. avoid his waving.
Will's not there. He's somewhere in the room, I guess. I have no idea where he is.
No. Nope.
You've never become invisible before, have you?
No, I have not. I have not cast that spell before.
Wow.
Wait, nope. I did for Lank. I made him
cast
invisible.
Him, yeah, on
that's
him,
right.
I don't think back I made in myself invisible, but I think I made Lank invisible.
Ruins of Perez. All right.
So wait, so Will touched it?
I snuck around and tried to touch him. He can tell that I'm there, though, right?
So wait. So
yeah,
because
he's going to start talking.
Isn't this guy going to start talking?
Unless I can... Listen.
Oh, hello! Are you interested in my gift?
Oh, so help me, I'll take it.
I knew that Whoa. Was going to happen.
All right. So, Batwack, your charisma score increases by 4.
Whoa!
Well, that's really good.
Up to a maximum of 22 if you're... Normally your max is 20 on
wow.
ability scores. I don't know where yours is currently.
Lank puts down a tarp under Batwack in case things start leaking.
Batwack, you also gain the following flaw.
Uh-oh.
You won't take no for an answer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, that even if he terrifying. Wants to, he can't. Okay, that's interesting.
Wow. That's terrifying because he is so strong and he kills everything he wants to kill. Holy crap.
What's going on in there?
Our party just turned it. Do I even know? Do I have no semblance of what the heck was in there?
Mm,
I
really?
Get out of there. He accepted it, so I get out of there. I sneak away.
Will, where'd you go and what is going on?
I'll go over to Rafina and be like, Bathwack took something. I have no idea what it is. And I'm going to make my way to the center of the big room away from Bathwack because I don't know what
it
is.
Yeah, Bathwack laughs really loudly and it's partly joyful at the thought that he might be able to go home. And I guess it's probably somewhat powerful, right? He has this new charisma score. Like mm-hmm. it's, you know,
you also, looking at Batwack, the rest of you, you think he, like, he still looks like a weird turtly dragon guy, but you also think he kind of looks a little hotter.
No way! I won't take that for an answer!
Yep.
No!
Yep.
No! Oh, man.
But at the same time, the laugh has a bit of an edge to it, because, yeah, I mean, right? I mean, I'm going home.
Oh, God.
I will go home.
And, Exathanter is beaming and clapping his hands and smiling his skull smile. He says, yes, yes, there we go. See, oh, even Batwack right. found something.
And now, oh, and now, so now Batwack kind of catches himself when he realizes that Exathanter is so happy and he He just exhales. Like, what have I done?
So what were you saying, Rafina?
What was it, Bathwack? What did you accept?
Well, the spirit's name was Kingmaker. I thought that...
Are you king now?
I thought that...
We don't even have to defeat Strahd. He's been outgunned.
We have to defeat Bathwack now.
Oh, that's the downside. Okay.
You know I was... you know I was exiled. Now maybe I can go home and assert myself.
Interesting.
Well, you do seem more handsome than you did a moment ago.
I didn't notice.
Nick says, I did!
Of course he did.
So a dark star is letting you go home again. I hope that works out for you, Bathwack!
What are you saying?
I just really hope it works out. Can we please go now?
Well, what about you, Rafina? You still have yet to select a gift. Which one spoke most to you? You now know, I believe, what all of them are. Unless you've forgotten.
I have everything I need.
No, come on.
Can Lang whisper something to Rafina?
Of course.
Or maybe, like, sort of try to get her so that he can't be overheard. Because he has a suggestion that might appease Exathanter.
All right. He's kind of, you're all kind of like right there.
I wish that we could send brain texts.
Right.
Real texts.
Yeah. We just all start texting each other.
That's true.
Lang's going to go with the subtle approach. Rafina, could I speak to you in the hallway for just a moment? And then he goes out in the hallway.
Yes?
Real quick. You may try asking for one of the books from the library.
Oh, I like it.
He might say yes to that as a gift, but it doesn't like commit you to anything. And I'm sorry that we're sort of whispering together and I have no eyes.
Don't worry, I'm not even looking.
Okay.
Exathanter!
Yes?
Can I have a book from the library?
No, those belong here. For others to peruse if they wish.
Well, that's okay. A shame. She had her heart set on that gift.
That wasn't a gift that was offered. Do you not understand the rules of polite society? Any of you? I mean, clearly, Batwack.
You're being very unfair, Exathanter. I'm the only one who hasn't taken one.
I know. I am very aware.
I think it's time to leave. I'm anxious to get out of this place and use my gifts.
Agreed.
I'm heavily laden. Thank you very much for the gifts.
Let's move towards the door and let's talk about, Rafina, what maybe you have forgotten in this temple that you may find appealing to you. So he'll start a...
I don't want gifts.
Lang's going to sort of elbow nudge Rafina.
He'll start heading back the way you came, up the stairs, through the secret door, and as he's going, so he starts, you know, saying, So let's recap. The ones that are available to you, you have the power to spread disease, you have the power to create lightning, you have the power to raise the recently deceased. As a cleric, does not that speak to you? You have the power of flight, which you can have lots of fun with, I'm sure. The power of persuasion. The power to walk on walls and ceilings. The power to live many lives. The power of great strength. The power of physical resilience. The power to turn life into undeath. Okay, I can understand why maybe you wouldn't want that. The power of evasion. In the Grand Vault itself, I mean, two seemed somewhat unavailable to you, but the one that's the sort of one that I thought that many of you would be interested in, the power to raise the ancient dead.
Exathanter, we don't mean offense. The concern is each of us, I mean, I know because I have taken liberally from your generous offerings, that we give something up when we take the, when we take the gift.
And while Exithantra was talking and going through that list, Rufina laid down on the floor and started to go to sleep.
As you're walking.
I'm not sure that's always true. I don't think I've given anything up.
Is Bathwack not aware that he can't take no for an answer?
It's just part of his personality now. It's not really something he would be aware of happening to him.
Yikes.
I can only, talking to Bathwack, I can only speak from my experience, but like gestures to his face. There are somewhat unpredictable consequences to taking these gifts. I now know, for example, that I am afraid of fire.
I also don't like taking gifts when I feel like I cannot give anything in return, and that is the main reason why I'm not going to.
Well, as your friend Will pointed out, you were the ones that brought me here, so maybe you could see it as a gift in return for what you've done to me, done for me.
Done to me.
little bit of a Freudian slip there, if such a person had ever existed in this universe.
Real quick, you said you went back to the main room, right?
I didn't realize where we were. I mean, I'm trying to go, away.
I mean, they're heading that way now, so you could continue.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Like, where is your goal?
Basically, to get ultimately? Out of here.
So you're going to head towards the door?
I don't know how this works. I'm sorry. I was trying to look at the map to see where the heck... Because I'm going up these stairs.
Then you go back to the top floor on the left side.
Okay, and then I go to the top floor.
And you basically wend your way back down through that hallway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I would like to make my way back here. So, like, it would be easy to get out.
Okay.
Yep.
How long does invisibility last? Like an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
It's something like that.
Probably like flight. You can look at that. I'm sure it's something like that. All right.
Yeah, it's something like an hour until something happens.
Yeah, it's an hour then. Unless
a spell ends for a target that attacks or casts a spell.
Yeah, if you do that, one of those things.
Okay.
You can't like stay invisible and attack people.
Right.
So you guys are making your way back towards like sort of the main part of the Tamblin, and basically they get to you where you are. Will they come through that door? Okay. None of you see him because he's invisible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Rufina, I mean, is there one gift here that even kind of seemed appealing to you at all?
No, I didn't like them. Thank you, though.
You didn't like my gifts?
Well,
Do you want me... Maybe I should pick for you. How about that?
Wait, you're going to force me to have a gift? I don't want to have a gift. You're becoming very rude, ex-Victor.
Can I potentially maybe sneak over and whisper in her ear and tell her to pretend that she picked flying and I can lift her up and carry her away and it looks like she's flying?
I love this idea so much.
That would be amazing.
I feel like he would know, but we could still try it.
Maybe,
cast, or roll give me a stealth with advantage because you're invisible, but you're still speaking.
Invisible.
So it's not a...
19.
Oh,
19! Two
19s. All right.
My stealth addition is, you're, but it probably doesn't matter. Plus 2. Yeah,
so
it's
you whisper
22.
That to her.
Plus 3. It's 22.
Say what you say to her again.
I'm like, just say that you picked flying. It's Will, by the way. You know, like,
I know.
Okay. Just say you pick flying.
Okay. All right, I'll pick flying. Fine.
Oh, good, you'll pick flying. Great. Okay, let's go.
No.
And he
already picked it. That's
he grabs your arm, Rufina.
Oh, no.
And begins to start to pull you back towards that vault, wherever that is.
I do not want your bony hands to touch me. Ouch!
And say you already thought that. I mean, can I lift her? I'm dragging her, but can I lift her off the floor so it looks like she's flying?
You can cast fly on her.
I know, but I don't want to waste my other spell. Bathwack's probably some
kind like
of
physically
god
pick her up?
Yes, that was what I'm saying. I'm invisible, so if I pick her up, she looks like she's flying.
I thought I was going to pretend. I was going to pretend to touch it and be like, okay, I can fly now, and then you would do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, Will was whispering, and so you missed part of the message.
Why? Because I'm dumb?
No, she just misunderstood. That's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, that is what happens.
So he's starting to drag you down the stairs, Rufina, bodily.
Get off me! And I'm wiggling and struggling.
Give me a strength check. Or a dexterity check. Probably you would want dexterity. I guess.
Probably you want to fail this.
9. Oh, wait, 6. The line goes on the bottom, right?
Can you...
Is the line going on the top or the bottom?
The bottom.
Sorry, can you clarify which stairs again?
You are on the balcony of, looking over the main big room. And okay. Down those, the stairs and that sort of bottom right, or the southeast corner of the room towards the floor and ostensibly the archway to the right on the eastern side of the room.
You guys!
So yeah, you're not able to squirm out of his grasp, Rafina.
Lank, will you please, pour something out of the nozzles on him?
Can we try to persuade
him? Why don't we just try to... What's going on?
Sorry, one at a time. Alex, what did you say?
Can we just try to persuade him that we've taken enough? That between Lank and me and...
Okay.
But no one took the persuasion one.
I did just get a big boost to my charisma. He I don't know. Did. Let's try it.
What were you saying, Greg?
Rafina is struggling. Does Lank know what Will is doing?
No.
Would Lank have been close enough to Rafina to hear Will say something?
No, if you did it so Exathanter couldn't hear, you couldn't hear either. So you don't know where Will is.
Okay.
How about I prestidigitate like a glowing light around her and then pick her up? So it's like, look, she's flying, but I'm not saying that. Can I do that?
All right. First, let's do Bathwack. You wanted to try to persuade him?
Yeah. So something along the lines of, we've taken amply of the gifts that are here, and we appreciate, the hospitality that you've shown us. I think it's time for us to go.
So I don't know.
Let's just see. It's pressing a little terribly. Ah, crap. Well, 16.
Okay. All right. He shakes his head. He's still pulling her, and he says, it was like pulling teeth anyway. You're all going to get a gift. You're going to get some benefit from this place. You'll see, Rafina. You'll see.
No, I'm anti-gift. I don't like gifts.
I guess that shoots Will out of the water. Will's idea out of the water, not Will himself.
Stop pulling me. I'll walk on my own if you let go.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, then you're out of luck, Mr. Bones.
Does Will still do what he was trying to do?
I mean, she just said she doesn't want the gift. I don't know. But I guess I can try just to see if it works. It's about as least confrontational as I can be.
Understood.
So.
If you cast a spell, you know you're not going to be invisible anymore, right?
Never mind.
Then never mind.
Oh, right. You wouldn't be able to pick her up. All right. He's gotten to the corner where the archway is, and he is pulling Rafina through the archway and out of sight, unless you follow, which
the time has come to try to put a stop to this.
Yeah, I could pull out my weapon with my other hand.
That's true.
Is a lich undead?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Oh, this is bad.
Is everyone waiting for me to say something?
I don't know.
No, I'm trying to figure out if I want to cast a spell or attack him or what.
Right, that's my problem, because I'm invisible right now. And if I cast anything, I'm not invisible anymore.
Then Lank would speak up. Exathandra, a gift should not be forced. It's not a gift, then.
There's something else going on here.
Lank is drawing his weapon.
Oh crap!
Yeah.
Well, are we going down this road? Are we really doing this?
We gotta.
We can't. We can't.
We gotta get out of here.
Drag Rafina off and smash her into a sarcophagi.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go and stop him from doing that. You all...
Alright, what is the logic here? We all have to pick something. Is there something we can do to Rafina that she wouldn't have to pick something? Can we pretend to kill her? Can we pretend to...
Well, we could kill her if one of us goes and takes the Raise the Ancient Dead gift, or the recent dead.
Yeah.
I start rotating my head like this so that my ponytails flick him in the face. It's a stalling tactic.
It does slow him down a little bit.
They're pretty lethal.
Exathanter, do not force this.
He doesn't respond to that.
I have pretty powerful friends. And also, I'm awesome.
Rafina, do you want this?
I don't want a gift.
Okay, well then...
This is wrong.
I'm going to attack him with my maul. All
right. Well,
my magic warhammer.
All right. Since you're drawing your weapon, I'm also... So I'll draw my weapon, but only to intimidate. I'll say, let's, you know, put an end to this. Let us leave. That's not very intimidating or scary, right? But I want to do it in a scary
Danny
way.
So.
All right, sure.
In fact, I'm going to yell, Exathanter, you will listen to me.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's right. Kingly.
Give me an intimidation check.
Yes. 28.
Wait, what? How's that possible?
Wow. I rolled a 19, and I have a plus 9 now on the intimidation.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
What is your raw charisma score after that boost?
22.
It is 22? Wow.
Wow.
Of Alex, I think raw charisma.
Even Lank is taken aback.
Yeah, Lank, you were ready to swing on him, and you're like, whoa. He stumbles a bit, and he stops and turns to face you. As he, like, stumbles and turns, he does let go of you, Rafina.
Finally.
All right, go. Let's go.
Come on, guys.
Your hospitality.
Let's run, let's go. I don't know which way to go, guys.
So you're kind of in, like, the hallway, the archway with the reflections, and they're all urging you to go, too. They're like, no, go, run, but silently.
What about Will, guys? Where is he?
I think we know he's invisible now, right? Like, we saw him vanish.
He's probably outside by now, guys.
That's a good point. He probably is outside by now. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
And so as you start to go,
trapped in the Tamblin forever.
you all get a little bit of a head start because he's just kind of stunned by this show of force from Bathwack. Just imagining being beaten to death by a turtle is just like stunning to him. And then he kind of gets a hold of himself, and he just roars, and it sounds like it's reverberating off of every shiny amber surface in this temple. And he just shouts, "No!"
Whoa.
Oh crap!
And then he says, "Get them!"
Oh my god!
As you're running, I'm assuming you're heading shortest path towards the exit.
Yes. Yeah.
Streaming out of the doors at the top of the hallway, one on the left side, one on the right side. Three from the left and three from the right are flaming green human skulls that all start to pulse with flamey fire power.
Wow. It's flamey?
That's unfortunate.
Flamey and fire?
You guys, you have all these new powers! Do something!
Yeah, I'm also afraid of fire now.
Also, from the doors, if you remember where the treasure room was, the doors smash open, like they smash off of their hinges, and the giant amber statue that was in there stalks out from those doors. You hear some rumbling deep off in the bowels of the Tamblin. Exathanter starts running out from the archway towards you, and you all think you're heading for the exit, but it might take some doing. So next time on Pork Fried Dice, we're all gonna roll initiative.
Yeah, last episode, guys.
Yeah.
Is it too late to take a gift?
I'm taking a gift.
Is it too late?
Everybody stops.
No, it's not. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're all going to run for the door. I'm going to run for the raise the ancient dead.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's crazy. What was his deal, man?
Yeah, was weird.
He's still having that deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he has a new deal.
The new deal! FDR would be very happy. Was that FDR? Yeah.
That was FDR.
One of the R's.
Because there's only been two presidents.
Ronald Reagan had to.
They're named.
Now I have to look at Greg's GIF. I didn't load it before because my...
It doesn't
Aww.
Work.
Aww, that's so sad.
It all fell apart. The link that I sent didn't work.
Oh,
the guy is trying to get Bathwack to take a gift.
Yeah, it's the scene from Airplane where he's trying to get through the terminal and all the religious guys keep coming up and offering him stuff. It would have been funny, but it completely...
took a gift.
Hare Krishna!
Yeah, it's kind of lost in translation when you have to explain where the link is.
Luckily, we've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.